Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight on this Sabbath of the Lord. Amen. We have entered into the Sabbath as of 6 o'clock, and we give God thanks and we give God praise. We give him honor. We give him glory on tonight for all that he's done, all that he's doing. Amen. We're so grateful tonight, and we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, 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 each and every one of you. Welcome to all of our countries that are listening on tonight. Wherever you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in with us on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We pray that you would invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. On this Prayer News Network Global, invite someone to come in. Invite someone to, amen, to be, amen, a part of what God is doing on this line. Amen. Truly, God is doing great, great things. And for this, we are so grateful. For this, we are just so humbled. Amen. So from whichever country you're listening from, we just want to thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Over 48 countries now and growing. And we thank God for you, for those that are listening in the States, in the Caribbean islands. Amen. Wherever you're listening from, we just want to talk for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to let you know that truly the Lord has a blessing with your name on it tonight. Amen. And we've come on tonight to can all we can get and get all we can all we can get. Amen. We do realize that tonight is a Friday night. Amen, Jesus. And there are several people who are yet in their local services. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God for you, those of you that have come, those of you, amen, that perhaps you're not having services on tonight, but we thank God for you for dropping by. Amen. We realize that we have so many listeners via Facebook as we are promoting via our Prayer News Network page as well as our ReArt Prayer Group 52. Amen. And it is continuing to grow. So we thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. You didn't dial in, but either way, you lean this way. Amen, your listening ear. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Just want to thank God for our leaders on tonight. Thanking for, amen, my leaders. Amen. Thanking them for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.B. James, thanking God for him, and thanking God for our senior apostle on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking him on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. He's our presiding bishop as well. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. We just bless the Lord tonight. We just give God praise on tonight for all that he's doing, for the great, great things he is doing on tonight. Amen. And we will endeavor not to keep you long on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. But tonight, people, God, we would that you bring your, get your pencil and your paper and get ready for what God would do, what God would say on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, we do want to go ahead and get ready. Amen. And sanctify the line on tonight. Amen, Jesus, people of God, listen, because we cannot go before the Lord any kind of way. And we always come and ask God to forgive us and look upon us and sanctify us and cleanse us and purge us. And, amen, just get us ready. Just get us ready to hear what the Lord will say. Amen, on tonight. Amen. And tonight, glory be to God, we're going to ask Evangelist Gail Bell if she would come, amen, and sanctify the line for us on tonight.
The recording has started.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you, O God, for today, for tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we ask, O God, that you bring our minds in, O God. O God, anything that we have done that was not, hallelujah, hallelujah, that was against your will, oh God. Hallelujah. Any sin that is ended in, any negative thing that we have picked up, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you concentrate us right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for sanctifying the line. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, allow your words to penetrate the wires throughout the world, oh God. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we bind the plots and hands of the enemy that cause any malfunction in any system that will hinder the spreading of your word. Oh, God, we thank you for when two or three are gathered together in your name, Father. God, you're going to be in the midst, and God, we thank you for that. But, God, we thank you, oh, God, that the word will do just what it has intended for us in us tonight, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for doing it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless us tonight from the north, the south, the east, and the west, throughout the world. Help us to lay our garments down, oh God, for a refreshness, a refreshing, a reviving, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our minds Some of us need a mind check, oh God. Oh God, you connect, oh God, reconnect the misfiring, oh Father. Oh God, clean out the dead cells, oh God. Clean them out, oh God. God, where there's negative connections, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for a positive connection. Help us to tap into you tonight, oh God, that you have free will in our bodies, our mind, heart, and our soul, oh God. Hallelujah, that the word is intended to do. Clean us up, oh God. Hallelujah, prepare us for your word, oh God. Hallelujah, you said your word will not go out void, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the word being deposited in our spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate our mind. Reset our ideas, oh God. Hallelujah. Renew our vows, our commitments to you, oh God. Touch our listeners throughout the world. Give us ears to hear from far individuals, oh God. Calls and whatever case that we may have, oh God. Help us to give you the hurt, the pain, the misunderstanding. Hallelujah, Lord. What is healthy, oh God, for our development, oh God. Add to us that what should be added to us. Change those things in our heart, oh God, that we cannot change. Help us to give it to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Replace it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us a flesh heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give us a humbling mind, oh God, that we receive the things, hallelujah, when you send it to us, oh God. That's for each individual. That's changing our mind. That's changing our lifestyle. That's getting us back on the, putting us back on the wheel. Oh, God, putting us on the right road. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, oh, God, for that, oh, God. We're thanking you for changing our minds, not just for a season, God, but for eternity, oh, God, with a lifestyle, oh, God, that's pleasing to you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for a lifespan, oh, God, with a permanence, oh, God, that you be a permanent figure in our life, oh, God. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, oh, God. God, we thank you, oh, God, for setting us free from captivity and sin, oh, God, saving us the more, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the word, oh God. We thank you for the messenger, whomever it may be tonight. Oh God, wherever they may be, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for touching them, oh God, blessing their going out and they're coming in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and let the word flow, oh God. Hallelujah, let it flow. Hallelujah, from heart to heart. Hallelujah, mind to mind. Help us to be receptive, oh God. Help us to get our feelers out, oh God. Hallelujah, position us in the right position to hear you, oh God, as you speak to us, as you deliver us, oh God, from us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just pray and we just thank you, oh God, because we know that you are a God, our on-time God. Hallelujah, with every situation that we are facing, oh God. Every situation that we're facing, oh God, and when it's time, oh God, you will deliver us. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight, Evangelist. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Just want to do one more check on tonight, if you just bear with us. Amen. Tone set. I got the tone set. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming to be with us on tonight. Amen. On this 25th day of March, my God, can you believe that we're already almost one quarter done with this year? Seems like it was just yesterday. Amen. But we give God thanks. We give God praise for this day, for this hour. Amen. Again, we thank God for the prayer. Amen. Sanctifying the line. God bless you. God bless you again, Evangelist Gail. Amen. Jesus, Lord God, and the scripture reading on tonight. The scripture reading on tonight, amen, will be coming from the 24th division of Psalms. The 24th division of Psalms. Amen. And the scripture reads, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just an amen, a little praise song dropped in my spirit while our listeners are continuing to come in. Amen, Jesus. And the song says, the Lord shall be King of all the earth, and there shall be, the Lord shall be King of all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. For the Lord shall be King of all the earth, and there shall be. The Lord shall be King of all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That song has a calypso, amen, beat to it on tonight. Amen. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Because we are a global, international, amen, ministry. Amen. It's a global outreach ministry. And we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of you that are coming on in to be a part, amen, of this worship experience on tonight. Amen. We want to invite you to go ahead and invite someone. Tell them to come on in. Come on in and be a part, amen, of what the Lord shall do on tonight. Amen. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to, amen, hold you long on tonight, but we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for what he's done, what he's about to do. Amen. And what he is doing in the midst of us. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. Bless him for his keeping power. Bless him for his love. Amen. For it is another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. Aren't you glad the Lord kept you another day? Glory be to God. Aren't you glad? Amen. Aren't you glad about it? Amen. Glory to God. I am. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight, people of God. Again, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, we are, people of God, going back to, amen, Port St. Joe, Florida. Amen, Jesus, going to Port St. Joe, Florida. Amen. By way of Body of Christ Jesus Church, amen. There is a preaching woman of God down there. Amen. She's been on the field for a very long time. Amen. But I tell you, the Lord is upholding her and sustaining her. Amen. And renewing her youth from this day by day. Amen. But we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, we want you to get your pen and get your paper. Amen, Jesus, to hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We have a library full. Amen. A library full of word. Amen. And we thank God, amen, that we were able to capture it. Amen. I think we started at day 100, capturing, amen, this word by these great speakers that the Lord sent here to this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are getting ready. Amen. We want to release the platform to the woman of God. If you would, welcome me with me on tonight, none other than Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Amen, amen. Let us get the woman of God over here on the platform on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Welcome with me again, the woman of God of the hour, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, ma'am. Amen. All right, God bless. Amen, glad, amen, to be with you again tonight. Amen, with Prayer News Network. What a blessing. Amen. We honor the Lord for his presence and his goodness towards us. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the woman of God just leading us in prayer. Amen. And giving us, amen, praise God, to understand that if we come together and pray, amen, God can do some great things. And I appreciate God for, amen, the Lord, amen, using, amen, praise God's Prayer News Network, amen, to declare to the people of God what's needed in this hour. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for saving me and sanctifying me, filling me with his power. I thank God, amen, for him being real in my life. And tonight, amen, I want to give God praise for all of you, amen, that took out your schedule just to come here. What does say the Lord? I want to share with you tonight in the book of Saint John, amen, the 15th chapter. I want to say to everyone, amen, these are crucial hours in our world, but God is telling us to stay connected, amen. We cannot allow ourselves to be torn by the things that we see, torn by the things that we hear, and even what we have to endure. Because as believers, amen, things going to happen, but we are standing strong in God because of his word and because Jesus lives on the inside. I praise him for his goodness towards us. And in this book, amen, John, amen, began to share Jesus' word. I tell them all the time, everything is read is what Jesus said. Amen. In this 15th chapter of St. John, as we begin at the first verse, I just know the word of God is our life. And oftentimes, amen, as believers, when it comes to the word of God, the enemy will fight us. Listen, when Jesus was on, amen, led in the wilderness, amen, to be tempted of the devil, the enemy used the word, and Jesus, in turn, used the word. So not, amen, using the word on that enemy will cause us to be defeated. We got to have a word in us so we'll know what to tell the devil. So the Bible says here in John 15, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Fine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same, bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep the commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do so ever whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I've made known unto you. Amen. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Amen. The word of the Lord is fresh. Father, we thank you for this word, and we praise you, God, that the hearts that will receive it, and God, we thank you that we will grow thereby. Amen. This word of the Lord that God, amen, was sharing, Jesus began to say, he wanted the disciples to know, amen, who he was and his purpose. More importantly, he wanted them to know that he was their source. Amen. And we got to understand in this hour, we may have jobs, we may have careers, we may have money in the bank, we may have a lot of things going on for us in life, but, amen, our real existence and our real, amen, praise God, our life is in Christ. It is crucial that we stay connected to the vine. Amen. I want to say to every believer, it's time to stay connected to the vine. There's a lot of things that will try to detach us, but we cannot let the enemy come in, amen, and separate us from our God. He said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Amen. Amen. The Father, amen, is the dresser. The Father is the keeper of the vine and the branches, because, amen, the husbandman, amen, is see after, amen, praise God, the vine and the branches. It's the every branch of me that bringeth, beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Abiding, staying connected to the vine will cause you to be fruitful, and that's where the Lord wants the believers at now, to be fruitful, amen, in the things of God, because, see, every branch that don't bear fruit, he's going to, amen, take it away. But if it bears fruit, what he does, purges it, that it brings forth more fruit. We understand, amen, purging is the cutting away of the dead, cutting away of the leaves that is not, amen, abiding with the source. So when he tells us that he's the true vine, he wants us to stay connected. You got to stay connected to the vine to become fruitful, and that your fruit will remain. It is, amen, crucial that we do not, amen, play with our spiritual life, because, amen, it has to be a fruitful vine. And he said, every branch of me that bear not fruit, he takes it away. He can't use, amen, anything, amen, that don't bring life. The vine, amen, brings God supply, amen, the nourishment to the branch. The branch, amen, got to bear the fruit. So, amen, it's good for picking. So every one of us as believers got to allow God, amen, to have his way in our life. So we got to be fruitful. If we have fruit, our fruits, amen, the only way it's going to multiply is that he purges it. That means, amen, he cut away the stuff that's not like him. He get rid of the stuff that is, amen, dead. He get rid of the stuff that is no longer, amen, profitable to us. So here as believers of God, you got to stay connected to the vine so that you will be fruitful. Amen. Being in the church, name on the road is not enough. We have to, amen, praise God, obey God's word. Because as we learn on God in the lesson, the only way we going to, amen, praise God, show God that we love him, we his disciples, that we keep his commandment. We must be a people that keep the commandments of God. So every branch that don't bring no fruit, he's going to take it away. He's going to get rid of it. But every branch that's bad fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Sometimes when we are going through in life, we be wondering why all the things are happening to us. Many times God is purging us. Many times God is pruning us. Amen. They said you want to get a bloom of roses, you're going to have to prune. You're going to have to cut back on the rose bush. So, amen, the next time it's time for growth, amen, it'll bring forth more roses. So a pruning is a cutting away, amen, of the things that's not of God. And most of the time, we don't like pruning process because guess what? It's got to, amen, cut away some of the stuff that we've been doing that God ain't pleased with. And this is why, amen, you cannot get grapes, amen, praise God, wine from the grape except you crush the grape. You can't get all, except you crush the olive. There's some things got to happen, amen, praise God, for us to come forward. And many times when we, amen, as believers are abiding and staying connected, we got some trouble time. We got some persecution. We got some going through. We got some putting away. We got some setting aside. See, that's why he said lay aside the waste and the sins. That's so easy to beset you. Listen, amen, I don't understand people acting like they don't know what sin is. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is a such thing as waste, too. That's that thing, amen, that you ain't quite said is gotten in your heart, but you keep flowing by. It keeps weighing you down. The things that's pulling your interest away from God cause you to put God on the back burner. It becomes a waste. And many times when those weight come, amen, we think it ain't nothing, no harm. But eventually, it will become sin. So we have to make sure, as believers, that we get away of everything to stay connected to the vine. He said, now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. We got to have God's living word so that we will be fruitful. There's no way you're going to be fruitful looking at TV all day, amen, praying God, putting all the mess in your spirit all day, and you're going to be, amen, abiding in the vine. You can't be clean but through the word. Now, I know people sing till you get tears down your spine. Oh, my God. All these people that can sing just make you want to cry. Honey, a song is not going to save you. It's going to take the word of the Lord. Listen here. He said, you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. That's what cleanses a man. Amen. Listen. He said, wherewith will a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to your word. He said, with my whole heart. Listen, you got to get clean through the word. That's what brings us to, amen, continue to abide in the vine. We got to keep obeying this word. We got to hear this word. The Bible said, amen, praise God, this word is quick and powerful. And in the two-edged sword, cutting the body asunder. Oh, my God, the soul and the spirit, the joint and the mouth. That means that God's word, it goes deep within. And when it root up things that are not like God, we got to push it aside. That's that amen pruning. That's that amen purging. You got to purge yourself from all unrighteousness. And I do believe in this hour that, amen, people don't put less emphasis on the word, and they put more emphasis on talent, people gift, people charisma. Listen, honey, everybody got a little charisma if they can open their mouth and they can tell you what they think. Come on, somebody. Listen, people have found out, amen, amen, they copycat a lot of people because they want to be like somebody else. We're not talking about charisma now. People have to have the word. Charisma ain't going to be enough. Come on, somebody. Because you know what? What we done found out all the time now, that for a lot of people, they show voting. They want to be seen. They want to be famous. They want to be known. They want neon lights. But let me tell you something. You got to have the word. The word is going to clean us up. And that's why he said, ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Jesus being the true vine, we're the branches. And listen, and we got to be purged so that we can bring forth more fruit. It's time to be fruitful. Amen. It's time to abide in the vine so that we can be fruitful. He said, I'm the vine. Listen to this. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Now that tells us, amen, we cannot make it without Jesus. And I'm sorry to see in this hour that many people don't want to talk about it. Folks don't want to mention Jesus. They don't want to say who he is, what he's done. Listen, that's our life. We should always magnify the name of Jesus. You got people right here magnifying man, but they won't magnify Christ. Listen, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. This is what's happening. While we haven't seen this great outpour, this great revival, because the name of Jesus has been, amen, smothered in many places. And they say, God, God, God. But you better say, God, in the name of Jesus, do this. Father, in the name of Jesus, you better pray in his name. Yes, I tell people that all the time. You better pray in the name of Jesus, because guess what? All of us who follow him, we got the amen about, we can't abide except we abide in him. The branch can't bring forth fruit without Christ. This is why we can no longer walk in the unfruitful works of darkness, because now the light of Christ in our life. When Jesus come in, our life changed. I come to tell y'all, when Christ come in, you can't still be shaking your behind on the dance floor talking about it's my celebration, it's my birthday, and you gonna wiggle, waggle, whatever they do. Mm-hmm. No, the devil is a liar. When Christ come in there, you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. See, we got this generation now saying, oh, this, those people was old, they didn't know nothing. But when you abide in the vine, you understand that this was a consecrated life. You think, you know that this is a set aside life. You realize I gotta abide in him. Abide in him means I gotta walk in righteousness. I gotta walk in holiness. I gotta be careful for nothing. I gotta keep my eyes on him. Keep my eyes looking unto the hills from whence come my help. I realize that every day I gotta, amen, give God glory. This is not no more. This is my, amen, it's no more. I, Paul said that it's the Christ that lived within me. He knew that he had lost the identity as being a Hebrew of a Hebrew, touching a Pharisee. He was, and of the tribe of Benjamin. He understood his origin. But guess what? That wasn't enough. Being a Jew without Jesus wasn't enough. He knew that he had to come to Christ, because guess what? He met him on Damascus Road. Now that he's, amen, got this relationship, his life was to preach this gospel, live this gospel, amen, encourage the church, go back and strengthen the church, all the churches that he, the missionary journey that he took, it was Christ was the center. It's because he was abiding in him. Listen, he said, listen, I would that Israel be saved. I would that people will understand this life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now we cannot go without Jesus. We cannot stand in this last day without Jesus. So we got to abide in the vine. Let me stay connected to the vine is my message. Stay connected to the vine, because you're going to need him. You cannot bring forth without him. He said, I'm the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him the same, bringing forth much fruit. But without me, ye can do nothing. I want to see the church that's fruit for now. Show me the people who are fruitful, amen, and bring forth, amen, the things of God. Show me a preacher that's, amen, fruitful, and I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in righteousness. I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in holiness. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. If we didn't have to be born again, listen here, we can still do what we used to do. But this is a new birth. Y'all can't bring that old man over here. You can't bring that old man. That Bible said, amen. My God, amen. When you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation. You're a new man. You're a new woman. Come on. You don't have the same nature. Come on, of that sinful nature. Jesus buried that on the cross. When you accepted him and got the Holy Ghost, your life is different now. And I wish the people stopped trying to go back on the dance floor and listen to Jane Brown. I wish the people of God stopped trying to go back and listen to Barry White and see what he got to say. Listen, honey. Our hearts and minds should be glorifying God. Listen, we were made to worship him. You abide in me and my word abide in you. You can ask what you will. He said, now listen, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, huh? And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. He's telling you, you can't do nothing without me. He said, now I want you to abide so that you could bring forth much fruit. Because you can't do nothing without me. He said, but listen, now if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as branches and withered. Now a branch without trying somebody to prune off a branch, and if it hits the ground, amen, it's going to die, because it's not connected to the source. Anytime you disconnect from Christ, amen, come on somebody, you are now, amen, without life. You could be breathing but don't have spiritual life. This is why the Spirit of the Holy Ghost comes in and abides in us to lead us and guide us to all truth. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. Listen, he got to be on board. He got to live in you. Why people ain't talking about the Holy Ghost? Why people ain't telling folks they need to be filled with the Spirit of God? You know why? That's another message that the enemy has put in the minds of God's people. I don't know if y'all understand. I'm a preacher of one. I'm a preacher of amen, praise God, or to give the people of God sight to look ahead and see what's happening. We need to understand that, amen, and men going to burn them, just like they burn, amen, trash, just like they cut off the dead leaves off trees, and, amen, they set it fire, amen, because they can't use it. It's not proof anymore. It's not bringing forth. Listen, you need to bring forth in this season. This is the hour, even in this crucial world that we're in, we still got to bring forth, because why? We're the church of Jesus Christ. We're the people of God. Come on. We are all body believers. We are no more our own, but we've been bought with the price. Mm-hmm. We already understand that our life is hid with Christ in God. So now if you abide it, saved, amen, connected to the vine. Do you not know if you, amen, disconnect, you have no life. If you disconnect, you have no joy. See, the real joy of serving God, you can be broken, have joy. Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about they ain't got a dime, can't pay your bills, and still have joy. Hallelujah. Jesus said the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Listen, we don't even have to worry about, amen, what we're going to eat or what we're going to put on. Amen, because the Lord takes care of his own. If you abide in the vine, he supplies what you need. He supplies everything you need, because guess what? Without him, you can't do nothing. Without me, you cannot live. Without me, amen, praise God, you can do nothing. That tells us, amen, we're insufficient. Amen, we're insufficient without being connected. Stay connected to the vine. That's your source tonight, because without him, you can do nothing. We're helpless people. Not only that, amen, he's telling us, amen, if the branches don't bring forth, he's going to get rid of them. He's going to burn them. It won't be good for nothing. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, then you should ask what you wish, my Lord. You can, it shall be done unto you. He's telling us, we in a place where if we ask God something, as long as we stay connected, when we ask, he'll do it. He told us, amen, last night, if we just, amen, speak his faith, he'll answer us. If you need water, I make a fountain. I make rivers. In other words, I supply your need. He said, listen, if you abide in me and my word, see, that word got to be, that's your connection. How do I get connected to God? Through his word. His word tells me what I should live, how I should live, what I should do, what I should not do. Amen. That connection to God. Nobody's seen God at any time, but we see him through his word. We see him through the eye of faith. Mm-hmm. We see him through Jesus Christ going on the cross. We've seen the Father love, because guess what? We weren't even there for Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. But the day of Pentecost filled this, because the Holy Ghost was given unto all men. Now, amen, I received the Holy Ghost, amen, my God, in 1976. And guess what? Ever since I received the Holy Ghost, I realized that God was always working with me, amen, even when I was not even on my best behavior. The Lord still was working on me, because the Holy Ghost says, don't do that, girl. Don't say that. Don't go there. See, the Holy Ghost, he leads and guides us into all truth. He's a he, you know. He ain't no it. He ain't no something. Mm-hmm. He is a he. Oh, my God. The third person of the Godhead. He's one. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me? But the Holy Ghost is real. So, listen, if you're going to abide in him and you're going to stay connected, you're going to have to abide in this word. The word, amen, said you can ask what you will. And God said, I do it. Jesus said, I do it. That means that he's waiting on us. I told you, amen, praise God, before, amen, when I first came on, amen, the prayers of the saints is like an odor to God. It's a fragrance to God. The people of God need to know who they are. They need to understand that I walk with God. It's not a religion. I walk with God. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It is a committed lifestyle. It's a consecrated life. And so he's telling us, abide in me and my word in you. That's that consecration. And when you need something, ask me and I'll do it. My God, that's how fathers and mothers do their children. When they do what their mother and daddy say, and they obey, and they walk in obedience, the mothers and fathers are willing. The Bible said, listen, you, how much more would your heavenly Father give to you than if they come and ask? If you ask him, he'll do it. Listen, when that woman came before the unjust judge, you understand me? Amen. She said, avenge me of my adversary. And he wouldn't, but she kept coming. She came back again. And then he said, let me answer this woman, because she wearied me. Come on. The Bible said he didn't regard man nor God. But listen, that woman prayer, that woman persisted, that woman believed that her answer was there. She kept coming. So we got to, amen, ask and believe, and the Lord would do it. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Discipleship. Listen, everybody said, I'm born again, I'm saved. No, God looking for discipleship. Discipleship is for this day and time. God telling us, amen, as believers, we got to keep on, amen, abiding in his word. We cannot do it without him. We got to have him. And can I tell the saints of God, every one of us who love him, we got to keep doing what he says. Every one of us, amen, that keep, amen, seeing what he is requiring of us, we got to bring forth. We got to do what God said. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that you, my God, bear much fruit. He wants us to bear much fruit. He wants us to do what he says. And then when we do this, he called us his disciples. That's a disciplined life. That's a set-aside life. Discipleship is not somebody who just go to church. Disciples, they follow commandments because, amen, that means, amen, yeah, they live a disciplined life. Their life is set aside. Their life is real for God. Why? Because we as believers have to understand in God, in Christ, amen, praise God, here are we his disciples. He said, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. The Father have loved Christ Jesus, and so now that we are in Christ, amen, the love of the Father is in us. And he said, so have I loved you. Jesus said, my love has been demonstrated. He said, my love been demonstrated because why? Amen. I love you and I showed you by giving my life. But no, not only that, he's telling us to abide. Don't stay connected. Don't get disconnected. Don't let people pull you out from the things of God. Sometimes when people begin to go through trouble, amen, that's a type of purging. We think that everything will be a nice and sweet all our saved life. Listen, some trouble going to come, and sometimes it comes close. It comes to people that we never thought would even do what they do to us or act any way they act to us. But guess what? That's a part of our purging. But sometimes we think, amen, everybody loves us. Everybody going to accept us. But Jesus said, no, woe when all men speak well of you because they ain't going to do it. I don't know why we think everybody going to think we wonderful. Everybody going to think we wonderful when we abide in his word, when we abide in his love. But the love of the Father, amen, is great. And so we got to continue in that love. He said, if ye keep my commandments, ye should abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. This love is powerful. As the Father, Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I loved you the same way. So I need you to continue in the love. Continue in this love. And if you keep my commandment, he shall abide in my love. He said, now you got to do something. Here's the responsibility of the believers. I can't stop telling the church, we got to do what God tells us to do. I can't stop telling the people of God, we got to obey God. Listen, listen, every one of us who said we love God, it ain't always easy to love people who don't treat you right, but your relationship with God causes you to abide in the Father love, so love is there. See, you got to be able to forgive. You got to be able to accept what people do and move on. If you can't move on, amen, the love of the Father ain't working. Because, see, some people say they love God, and then when somebody do them wrong, they start doing what them people do. They do the same thing. They fight back. If they'll fight, they'll do whatever. But when the love of the Father's in there, you can't do that. You got to love, amen, in spite of. You got to forgive. And not only that, amen, he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. He said, I kept my Father's commandments. That's what Jesus said. Jesus, our greatest aim was to do the will of the Father. And our greatest aim today should do the will of the Father. And every one of us that said we love God, we can't love him while we're in church. To love God when we're not in church. Our love for Jesus got to be real. You know why? Because, amen, when you abide in him, his love abide in you, that you become fruitful people. You cannot obey God, amen, when you're abiding in sin and you have, amen, everything, every kind of God word working in your life. That's not the love of God. The love of God will cause you to obey God. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. The commandments of God are not grievous. The commandment of God, amen, they are true. They are real. So every one of us can keep it. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you. And that your joy might be full. He said, I want your joy in you, and I want it to be full. Now, I know every day we don't walk around smiling and skipping and hopping and saying, well, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if we in Christ, we can give him praise in any situation. If it's bad, we can give him praise. If we done lost some things, we can give him praise. Because guess what? The Lord wants our joy to be full. He didn't tell you every day you're going to walk around with a smile on your face. But guess what? Inside. inside, you ought to have some joy. Listen, some of the troublous time that I went through, you know what? I got a song. They said, Pastor, sing a song, hot off the press. You got that right. Because when I've been going through some stuff, let me tell you something. After a while, a song come up on me, come on. And it ain't no John P. Key. And neither it ain't no Erica Campbell. It's Wilhelmina, because I got a song to sing. Come on, somebody. I love to sing unto the Lord. Listen, I ain't call myself no songster. But every now and then, oh, my God, something will bubble up in me. Amen. Sometime when I went through some trials, I had to come out with a song. I had to shout, amen, and give God some praise. Because, I understood that this, I ain't going to stay in this always, and this too shall pass, and the Lord just ministers to me in certain ways when we are going through some things. When sometimes the enemy wants you to think you're the only one. It ain't no such thing as you're the only one. Jesus done paved the way before we came. So now you just need to abide in the vine, because he's been through, and he will take you through. He said, you can't do nothing without me, so let me help you, amen, praise God, so that you can walk this life of victory. I believe in this hour our joy should be full. Where is your testimony? Where is your praise? Can you get that sad song and leave it down and give me a song of praise? Where your song of praise? Where your song of joy? Because he wants our joy to be full. Our joy being full don't mean we'll go around, amen, praise God, with a jolly attitude. But guess what? We don't go around with a frown and act like we don't know what to do. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another. As I have loved you. God telling us, Jesus said, love one another. That's one way that you exemplify the love of Christ. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, ain't no man going to know you my disciple except you love one another. Now, some of us got problems loving each other because people sometimes undermine you. They undercurrent. They doing little sly stuff. But the Bible told you to love. Listen, it don't matter. Let them. They pay for what they do. You pay for what you do. I'm thanking God tonight because abiding in him, in the vine, staying connected to the vine, makes us fruitful. Fruit unto every good work. We'll learn how, amen, praise God, to bring forth. In other words, we've been chosen, amen, praise God, to walk in the truth. We've been chosen, amen, to walk in the word of God. We should have self-control. We should have patience. We should show kindness. Listen, every one of us, amen, sometimes, amen, people strike you the wrong way. My God, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God, you'd probably jump out and start fighting. But the Holy Ghost will give you to refrain yourself and be gentle, because guess what? That fruit of righteousness is there. And you know you don't fight your own battles. Oh, no. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll repay. You don't have to do that yourself. The Lord do it. So he's telling us, I just need you to keep my commandments. I want you to love one another. Loving each other is powerful. I feel like this is the time, even though it's a pandemic, we should be concerned about each other in prayer. Amen. Praise God. I have this confidence. Amen. Amen. With a Paranews Network. Amen. There's plans been made. Amen. Praise God for the leaders that you don't even see, but them that you've been acquainted with. I'm confident, amen, that those prayers is going to help us as leaders. And I appreciate the Lord for this, amen, prayer network that's going to pray, amen, pray for the ministry all over the world, people that God has placed in your life and, amen, put on your heart. I don't see, amen, amen, praise God, Providence, and that much. But guess what? Every time I hear a voice, I just know this is a woman of prayer, and I know she's praying for me. And every time she speaks to me, I praise the Lord, woman of God. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody don't say woman of God like her. She's going to let you know this is the woman of God. She honors God's people. I love her spirit. Why? Because that love. See, when you love one another, you don't have to see each other all the time, but you ought to be praying. When you're loving one another, you're forgiving one another. You're there for one another. And if you can't be there, your prayers will be there. Let me tell you, saints of God, staying connected to the vine calls us to be fruitful, calls us to have that intimate relationship with God. You got to keep that, because if you lose that, saints, your joy won't remain. You'll find some other kind of, you got to have that intimate relationship so your joy will remain. One of the things, amen, call and talk to anybody that's been married for 60 years and 50 years. Most of them will tell you they had some hard way to go. My God, it took years and they had to struggle. And sometimes they didn't even do each other right. But way by and by, they said, but you know what? We hung on in this. It was rough time, but we went through, and we kept loving each other. And yes, we made a few mistakes, but we went on. You know why? Because love is powerful. All of them years, amen, now they're joyful, and they're in their retirement, and then they're saying we enjoying what God has provided for us. This is how it should be in every believer's life, connected to Christ. Amen. Being fruitful. Every time you need something, he's there. Come on, Jesus is faithful. The thing about it, the believer's got to be faithful to him. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Greater love has no man than this, that a man to lay down his life for his friend. He said, listen, I say friends because if you do whatever I say, I call you my friend. I want to say to all the believers today, amen, we are friend of God, and we got to abide in Christ. He made that provision for us. What a wonderful God that will make a plan, amen, will keep us connected to him. Make a plan, amen, lay out a, amen, a plan that will keep us connected to Christ. Jesus is the, amen, the head of the church, the head of the body, and now we are followers of him. We're his church, the bride of Christ. Come on, and we got to stay connected. Listen, and no bride got no business, amen, spending all her time with everybody else and not with the groom. That's one thing. Come on. To a relationship, spend all your time with everybody and don't spend the time with the person that you married. That's not going to be good. I'm talking about quality time. I'm talking about time that will, amen, be your relationship time. So this is what God's saying. No greater love. No man have. There's someone to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did so much. Saints, believers. Those of you who don't know him, amen, get connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. Knowing this, amen, praise God, God will help us. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But if you ask anything in my name, he said he'll do it. You ask me, he'll do it. Whatever you ask the Father. In my word about you, can ask what you will, and it'll be done. And that's what I know about God. Sending his son. We got to stay connected to the vine. Do not waste your time as believers. I'm encouraging somebody. Don't waste your time as a believer looking for everybody to embrace you, looking for everybody to love on you. Just keep staying connected to the vine. And those that's going to come to your life to add to your life, God will send them. Just stay connected to the vine. Sometimes people are looking for all the friendship and people, and they're looking for people to bring them to a place. And all God is saying, I need you to abide in me. Because everybody that's, amen, is going to be positive and good for your life. I'm going to bring them your way. Listen, there's some people coming in your life, amen, for long term. And there's some people coming in your life for short term. Amen. You better know the difference. In other words, stay connected with God. Because if anybody pulling you away from God, no, they ain't for that. You got to stay connected. And sometimes when those people walk away from you, ain't no sense of you grieving. Because when you stay connected to the vine, a lot of people might just pass themselves. And I want to encourage you that, amen, this greater love no man can have. He calls us his friends. He tells us as true believers, amen, we cannot turn away from the faith. We cannot disconnect. We cannot be that branch that don't bring forth. Because if we do this, amen, we'll lose our connection to the vine. And I want to tell you, amen, he wants to go forth and bring forth much fruit. That's what it said. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And this thing I command you, that you love one another. He said, I told you to love one another. I love them over there. I feed him with a long handled spoon. You put that spoon down and just love. Forget the spoon. Love people where they at. Amen. You ain't got to put a long handled spoon. Just love them because Jesus said so. And the thing is, he said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. I believe the Lord got some blessings to give many, but you got to stay connected. Your blessings and your life, amen, it's not over. There's some more things coming for you. but you got to stay connected to the vine. Oh, my God, listen, my heart is getting stirred talking about the vine. Now, y'all got me going. I'm going to have to cut off. I'm going to have to back up because I'm telling you, amen, abiding in him, amen, is what we got to, amen. And this is why he called us friend and not servant. A servant don't know what his Lord do, but a friend, oh, my God, they share intimate information. They'll say what's important. Friends let you know who they are because of the way they treat you. So he said, continue ye in my love. Well, love, he said, these things I command. He says, I tell you to love one another. They teaching hate. So much hatred is in the land now. It's a demonic force. But as believers, let's pray that the love of God will be manifest in these times, from the White House to the courthouse to the schoolhouse to my house and the church house. Let's pray. Amen. To the love of God. God bless you. Amen. I thank the Lord for his word. Love you all. Amen. In Christ. God bless.
Amen. 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 On tonight. Amen. God bless. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God tonight for this word. Amen. Glory to God. Telling us, people of God, we got to stay connected. Amen. Praise God, we got to stay connected, amen, to the vine. And we know that vine is Jesus Christ. Amen. We must. It's a must. It's an absolute must. Amen. Glory to God. If we want to be fruitful, glory be to God. If we want to be fruitful and meet for the master's use, we must stay connected to the vine. Amen. Glory be to God. In this time and in this hour, people of God, it's no time for letting go. Amen. It's no time. It's no time. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for experimenting. Glory be to God. But we got to stay connected. We must stay connected. Amen. So we give God thanks. Amen. For this word on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord for this word on tonight. Amen. The woman of God. Amen. She hit all of those key points. Amen. Showing us how to stay connected. And glory to God. And a lot of times, people of God, the things that we're going through as the woman of God so beautifully laid out. Amen. A lot of times we're going through things and going through situations and circumstances. And we don't consider it, but we're being pruned. Amen. We're being pruned. We're being cut back. Amen. Glory be to God. And if anybody knows anything about cutting back, anybody know anything about trimming flowers, hedges, bushes, amen. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God, it's not such a beautiful thing, amen, when we're cutting back, glory to God. And we know that when the Lord is pruning us, it's not such a beautiful thing, amen. It's a hurtful thing, amen, glory to God, but it's necessary. So we give God thanks and praise on today because we want to be fruitful. One thing about it, we want to be fruitful. And listen, people of God, only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Christ will last. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And we thank God tonight, amen, that the Lord loves us enough. He loves us enough to prune us. He loves us enough, glory to God, to cut back those dead things, those things that are leeches, those things that are just holding on to us, glory to God, stunning our growth, glory to God. But we give God praise tonight for his word, for we're clean, amen, through his word, amen, by his word, amen, we are cleansed. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, even as the woman of God said. We got to check ourselves. We got to check ourselves to see if we're connected. Check ourselves, glory be to God, to see if the connection has been lost. Let us check ourselves, people of God, in this hour. Amen. We must check ourselves. And as the woman of God said, amen, glory to God, we can't just be connected when we're in the church. Amen. When we're in the presence of the Lord. But it's a life. It is a lifestyle. Amen. Glory to God. This connection is a lifestyle. Amen. So if it's light in the church, glory to God, this self-same light will be beaming. amen, on our jobs and when we go to the grocery store and when we go and visit friends or wherever we go, this self-same light, amen, Jesus, we should be emanating a brightness of light, amen, Jesus, that the glory of the Lord is being revealed, amen, because we love him, amen. We love him because he loves us, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank God for each and every one on tonight. Glory be to God. Just stay connected, stay connected, stay connected, amen. The saints of old used to say, let us run on and see what the end will be. Let us stay connected, people of God. Let us stay, amen. Now is not the time for letting go. It's not the time, people of God, but we must stay connected. Amen. Glory to God for the Lord. He came and gave his life. Amen. He came and gave his life. Glory to God that we would be connected unto him. We would be, glory be to God. Listen to God. He brought us in unto him. And for this, we give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. He paid the great price on Calvary. He gave his life. Amen. What more? What more could he give? What more, amen, could he give? Amen. He gave us the most precious thing, amen, that he could ever give. He gave his life. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, people of God. Amen. And we want to say on tonight, amen. And if you've not received him, if you've not received this life, amen, that Christ gave his life for, amen, tonight you can receive, amen. We just want to, amen, open the line tonight for anybody that's not saved and anybody, glory to God, you know you're not connected on tonight. Glory to God, we tonight extend unto you salvation. We extend unto you tonight divine. We extend to you tonight the love of God, amen, because he loves you greatly. We extend it unto you on tonight, amen, that if you're not saved, you can be saved. For it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Glory to God. So if you're not saved tonight, if you're not connected tonight, amen, Jesus, you can press *6. Glory to God. You can press *6 on tonight. Come over to the broadcast side. Amen, Jesus, and we will certainly usher you in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. For it's this cause. It's for this cause. Amen. That he died. He died that we might live. Glory to God. He died that we might live. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't you miss this opportunity. Don't you miss it, people of God, this opportunity to be connected to the vine on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. He loves us. He loves us. Amen. He loves us, people of God, with a great love. He loves us. Amen. And we give him thanks and we just give him praise on tonight for his great love wherewith he loves each and every one of us. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If there are none tonight, amen, that would like to dedicate your life to the Lord. Amen. Jesus, tonight we're going to open the line for any that has, amen, any prayer requests, amen, that we would, amen, at this time. We just want to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Any prayer request on tonight, glory to God. Any prayer request on tonight, amen, you just want us to touch and agree with you on tonight. Glory to God, we certainly will. Amen. You can press *6 and come over. Glory to God, and we certainly will pray with you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, got to stay connected. Got to stay connected. We must stay connected, amen, to the vine. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God once again. Amen. If there are no prayer requests on tonight, amen, we don't see anybody coming over. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, listen, let's connect. Let's hook up on tonight. Glory to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Glory be to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. People of God and the Lord is concerned about each and every one of us. Glory to God, wherever you may be, whatever circumstance, situation you may find yourself in, the Lord is concerned about you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, we would that you come to faith now. Amen. Glory to God, let us go. Glory to God, whatever that petition is, glory to God, that you have before the Lord, let's put it before the Lord on tonight. Let's put it before him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you. We thank you once more and again. We're thanking you tonight for your word. We're thanking you tonight. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're thanking you for your great love, your great love, your great love. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you for your death. We thank you tonight for your burial. We thank you, glory, hallelujah, for your resurrection on tonight. For you rose with resurrection power. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory on tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hey, God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for you are the vine. Glory to God, and we're the branches, and we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for the pruning. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God, for you loved us so much. And we give you thanks. We give you praise, Father. And we're coming tonight, glory to God. We're coming collectively. We're coming as one on tonight. We're coming, glory to God, unified in the vine on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon these branches tonight. Look upon us, oh God, wheresoever we be, wherever. Oh, God, the vine runs on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. For you know what we have need of, oh, God, before we even ask. And we're coming tonight. We're coming tonight, oh, God. We're coming, hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, come tonight, glory to God, for a touch. Come for a touch, glory to God, for a touch. Oh, God, for healing in the bodies on tonight. Some, oh, God, are coming tonight, glory to God, for a touch. Oh, God, that you would touch, glory. Hear the Messiah, Father, that you would touch on tonight. Touch, oh, God, the hurting heart, the bleeding heart on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, some come on tonight, glory to God, situations, circumstances, oh, God, they find themselves in. Situations and circumstances that are too high, too high, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, but we know that you, glory to God, you're able. Father, we know that you're able to do all things. You're able to do anything, Father, but what you will not do, you will not fail. And we thank you tonight. We're coming tonight. We're coming tonight, glory to God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're coming tonight in thy precious name, oh, God. We're coming. Glory to God. We're coming tonight. Oh, God, we're coming, we're coming, we're coming on tonight, oh, God. We're asking that you will look upon your people. Look upon your people tonight. Look favorably upon your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, oh, glory, higher. We're asking tonight, oh, God, we're asking, oh, higher, of the Most High. Oh, God, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Father, save tonight. Save your people tonight. Save from sin on tonight. Save us from ourselves, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will move tonight. We're asking that you will fill with your precious Holy Ghost on tonight. Fill tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight we're asking that you will look upon each and every situation. Look upon each and every circumstance that's represented here on tonight. Look upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're coming, oh God, that we may obtain mercy tonight. We may obtain mercy. Oh, glory to God. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. In the precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight. For you, oh God, you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You've given us, glory to tonight. And Father, we're thanking you. We're thanking you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for lifting your people. For lifting your people tonight. For lifting your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. Father, we're thanking you for touching on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, we're thanking you tonight for bringing down the head and the plan of the enemy in the lives of your people. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God for moving. Oh, God, every hindrance on tonight. Every hindrance, glory to God, every force tonight that will work against your people. Glory to God, that will cause your people to be shunned. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for redemption. Thank you for redeeming tonight. Redeeming from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for meeting every need, every desire. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, thank you for cutting away on tonight. Thank you for cutting away, cutting away. Thank you for cutting away. Oh, God, setting your people free. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Glory to God for setting every captive free. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your divine and your perfect will. Oh, God, being done in the lives of your people. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. In that precious name, we bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus and Father, tonight, we declare healing unto your people tonight. We declare it. We decree it on tonight. In that precious name, oh God, for you said, oh God, you are the God that healeth. And we're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh God, for every strike that you took, oh God, it was for the healing of your people. Father, you said that healing is the children's bread. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for touching your people tonight. Glory to God everywhere, every situation. Oh God, in the body on tonight. Oh God, in their soul on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. In thy precious name, oh God. We thank you. We bless you tonight. We thank you. We bless you tonight. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. But what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you tonight, oh, God, even our children. Oh, God, we're lifting them before you tonight. We're lifting them, putting them in your hand, oh, tonight. Putting them in your hand, oh, God. We're asking that you will cover. We're asking that you will touch on tonight. Father, lead, guide, and direct them unto all righteousness and to all truth on tonight. Father, for we declare and decree on tonight, oh God, for the saving of the soul of your people, your children tonight. And for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you tonight, oh God. Father, for the needs on tonight. Father, Hayashanabosa, we're thanking you on tonight, for you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, you provide for your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you on tonight. We're thanking you for your hand moving favorably towards your people, favorably for your people on tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for wholeness on tonight. We thank you for wholeness on tonight according to your divine will, according to your divine purpose, according, oh God, hey God, according to thy kingdom, for thy kingdom's sake on tonight. Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight. We thank you. We praise you tonight. Thank you for your kingdom manifestation. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you tonight for your glory. Higher, higher. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your glory being revealed in the midst of us. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory. Hey, God, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for opening the eyes and the ears of your people. We're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for leading, guiding, and directing us on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, this night. We thank you, glory to God. God. Thank you for making every crooked place straight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your covering. Thank you for being a shield unto us. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless the woman of God on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her, bless her, bless her. Hey, God, I'm okay, God. Bless her. Father, bless our ministry tonight. Bless her. Oh, God, the people, your people. Oh, God, asking that you are blessed tonight. Blessing the ministry. Blessing our home. Blessing our marriage on tonight. Bless her. Hey, God, bless her going out and her coming in. Father, from this time forth and forevermore, we thank you tonight. We thank you for open doors. We thank you, glory be to God, for open platforms, oh, God, for your word. That your word would go forth in power and in demonstration. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for elevation this night. We thank you. We glorify you, oh, God, for what you're doing in our lives. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God, for the work. The work, oh, God, the work that you've begun in her life. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for this Proud News Network. We thank you for this people. We thank you for this chosen people. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, higher, higher, higher. Father, we're asking that you will bless your people now. Bless your people. Bless your people, oh, God. Bless in the name of Jesus. Bless. Oh, God, bless us only you can. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, oh, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, oh, God. Father, we're thanking you yet again. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for your shield. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your glory on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight, Father. Now we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his very works to naught. We bring his works to naught. We bring his works. Oh, Bashe, God, Irabasa. We bring his works to naught in thy precious name, Jesus. As sons of God, we declare it and we decree it so on tonight. Father, again, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your peace on tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We glory to God, for you have promised, oh, God, to give your beloved sweet sleep on tonight. And we're thanking you for sweet sleep. We're thanking you for your peace. Again, Father, we thank you for your glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. We're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us tonight in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, Master, and we shall be hid. And for this, we give you glory. We give you thanks. We do give you praise. For all things we pray, glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's truly, truly, truly the highest praise on tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for this word, this word, this word on tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We give him honor and glory. Amen. The glory that is due unto his name. Amen. And as the word has been declared unto us, people of God, let us stay connected. Amen. Glory to God. Let us stay connected to the vine. Amen. Stay connected to the vine that we will be fruitful. Amen. We don't want to just be living and existing. Amen. But we want to be fruitful. Amen. Bringing forth fruit and fruit that remains. Amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks tonight. People of God, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. It is free. Glory to God. Absolutely free on tonight. Amen. You can certainly text us tonight. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, amen, Jesus, that number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God thanks. Listen, listen, people of God. Amen. As well, you can text tonight. Amen. Jesus, that number via WhatsApp. Amen. The number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen, Jesus. And we will certainly get a copy of this broadcast unto you. Amen. Glory to God. We again give God thanks and praise for you. Amen. People of God, we thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight to hear what the Lord would say to us. Amen. By way of the woman of God, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams, on tonight. We thank him. Amen. We praise him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And people of God, tonight, amen, that does, amen, conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just want to listen, people of God. We just want to also let you know that in two weeks, amen, we'll be celebrating, amen, the anniversary of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We'll be celebrating the anniversary of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory to God. And we are so excited. We're so excited. Amen, Jesus. It's going to be, amen, Jesus, on the 9th. It's going to be on Saturday the 9th. Amen. We will be celebrating, glory to God, our anniversary. Amen. Even though the anniversary is on that Wednesday the 6th, amen, Jesus, we're going to kick it off, amen, on the 9th. So we want you to come and be with us, glory to God. Come and be with us. Come and be with us, people of God. Amen. We just believe by faith that God has some very, 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 very great things in store for each and every one of us. And we want you to come, amen, and be with us. Again, that's April the 9th. Amen. April the 9th. Amen. Jesus will be our anniversary. Amen. We want you to come. We want you to be with us. We want you to be a part of. Amen. We want you to tell somebody. Tell somebody. Amen. Let them know to come. Amen. Because we have something very, very special. Amen. That we believe God, amen, is going to bring forth for us. Amen. Again, that's April 9th. Go ahead and mark your calendar. Amen. Go ahead and get your time situated. Glory be to God, because God has some great, great things in store. Amen. So we're excited. Amen, people of God. Amen. Again, April the 9th. Go ahead and mark your calendar, and we look to see you then. Amen. Listen, people of God, come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God. Come on back tomorrow night. Amen. We'll be here. Amen. Again at 9 o'clock, tell somebody, invite somebody to come and be with us. Don't forget, you can as well get a copy of the broadcast via our Prayer News Network Facebook page. You can go out there and get a copy, or people of God, you can certainly, amen, go out to Prayer News Network. Just Google it, amen, and there you will find copies of our broadcast there, as well as podcast. Amen. Glory to God. So we again thank God for you, for each and every one of you, for coming to be with us on tonight. Glory to God. Again, come on out tomorrow night. Amen. Let us see what the Lord will say. Amen. Glory to God. Let us set upon our watch, amen, to see what the Lord will say. And that does conclude our broadcast on tonight. God bless you. We love you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, blessings to you.
This session is no longer being recorded.